It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
If you don't know, we actually are based out of Indianapolis, Indiana. If you're listening to us on our sister station in Houston, Texas right now. And so last night here in Indy, we had this concert that we put on called Santa Slam. And we had Migos and Bryce Vine and
Lil Duval.
JB, Lil Duval, and Bozzy. And one thing which people may not have figured out until afterwards when they looked at Bozzy's social media was he was really late coming on the stage to perform, but kind of a funny story behind it. He got stuck in his elevator at his hotel here in Indy, could not get out for hours. They had the fire department trying to rescue Bozzy and his bodyguard and manager and stuff from
big
the elevator.
Big ass guy. This bodyguard was so big.
They ended up having to open up the roof of this elevator and pull him out that way, and he finally was able to make it to the concert. So here is some audio of him. He put it on his Instagram story last night of him actually stuck in this elevator here in Indy.
On your way. When you're on your way to a show and you jump in the elevator and you get stuck. We've been here for like already 30 minutes. I'm coming though, wait on it. We got the studio here, we might as well just set up, make a beat.
Stuck in the elevator, we can't move.
New single, Stuck in the Elevator, coming soon.
Oh, ew, all this dust is flying out.
Boys, we appreciate all you. Thank you. Thanks for getting me out.
Yeah, he was trapped between, like, I think the 12th and 13th, or 13th and 14th, which is kind of unlucky. They should not have a 13th floor.
Scary.
And that's why they had to bring up, because they couldn't just open the door. He was between floors.
Yeah, he'll always remember us because of this whole debacle. So that was kind of crazy last night. Jennifer Aniston got very candid about her past marriages, saying that they've been very successful. The Dumplin' actress, by the way, I watched Dumplin' on Netflix, at least like half of it over the weekend. I thought it sucked. I was so disappointed. Everyone's raving about this movie on Netflix. It's like all about Dolly Parton. Jennifer Aniston's in it. This is the worst acting of Jennifer Aniston, in my opinion, that I've ever seen. So,
whoa, that's pretty big hatering.
But
right
I was
there.
Confused because I saw a lot of my friends and stuff were like, oh my gosh, I absolutely loved it. It's so cute. It's such a good movie. And I'm just like, I don't know, man. Maybe you just like sucky movies, because I was not impressed. But she opened up to Elle Magazine and said, to stay in a marriage based on fear feels like you're doing your one life a disservice. When the work has been put in and it doesn't seem like there's an option of it working, that's okay. She said, and when my marriages came to an end, it was a choice that was made because we chose to be happy, and sometimes happiness does not exist within that arrangement anymore. She said, some people are just built to be wives and have babies. I don't know how naturally that comes to me. The annual portrait, Christmas portrait that is, from the Kardashian family will be coming late this year. Kim Kardashian says she and Kanye West are hosting Christmas Eve, and they're going to take the picture when her family is at her house.
This year it's going to be at mine and Kanye's house, but I think if I tell everyone that it's 30 minutes before the party actually starts and they have to be on time and have a photographer waiting and have all of our outfits somewhat cohesive, we might be able to pull off a really late Christmas card, maybe a New Year's card.
Coming up, what Nick Cannon has to say about Kevin Hart being out as the Oscar host. That's in less than an hour.
All right, here's what else we got going on today on the Joe and Alex Show. At 8, 7 Central, we're kicking off the 12 Dots of Christmas. Each day leading up to the 21st, we're giving away an Amazon Echo Dot, so you can win that here on the Joe and Alex Show. And coming up next, Murder Monday. How about this? Is Disney involved in covering up the disappearance of one of their cruise ship workers? Alex has the disappearance of Rebecca next on Murder Monday here on the Joe and Alex Show.